said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, why, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
look here, brother.
Look here, brother.
Who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Look here, brother.
Don't you waste your time on me. Well, the mystery man got nervous, and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe, and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then, when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, he said, you might not believe this, little fella, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said, that's really nice.
Look here, brother. Who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now what kind of a guru are you anyway?
Look here, brother.
Don't you waste your time on the bullet. I've got troubles of my own, I said, and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram it up your... But I've got a crystal ball, he said. And he held it on up to the light. So I snatched it all away from him. And I showed him how to do it right. Now watch, Jeff.
I wrapped a newspaper around my head so I looked like I was deep. I said some mumble jumbles, then told him he was going to sleep. I wrapped his ring in his pocket watch and everything else around. I had that sucker hypnotized. He couldn't even make a sound. To tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around, I said,
the price of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just went.
Look here, brother,
I knew there was a way to get that on television.
She's driving with the cosmic doobie.
Now is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know, you can make more money as a butcher. So don't you waste your time.